Insurance is so important. It is so important for everybody, depending on your life and the things you're involved in, your family situation and all that. But it is really, really important and somewhat more difficult to navigate if you're self-employed or running your own small business. You can't apply and qualify in the way that other people with jobs can. Our next guest is building an insurance platform that focuses on people in that demographic, on the self-employed. It is called Bounce. Its founder is Olga Morovchinsky, and she joins us now to talk about it. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Nice to be here.
How is insurance different for self-employed Canadians?
Well, there's a few differences. I think the most important is if you are self-employed, you're also self-insured. No one's going to come to you with a nice pamphlet full of benefits that are yours. You actually have to go out and you have to do the research to figure out exactly what you need in terms of insurance and where you need to invest. And sometimes, and I think as you mentioned earlier, that could be a really, really overwhelming process. There are also some products that are just better suited to you if you are self-employed. So for disability, for example, there's products that are underwritten differently if you're self-employed, or there's products that could be owned by your business if you're a business owner that can protect your business from unexpected death or sickness of an owner. So there's quite a few intricacies around insurance, which are important to note if you do work for yourself.
What is it that has the industry lag on servicing this demographic? People have been self-employed. In fact, we were all self-employed if we looked back a couple thousand years. Why has it taken so long for customized options for this particular group of people?
Well, I think in some ways the products have been out there. I just don't think anyone's been actively really thinking about giving self-employed people access to them in the right way, along with the information they need to make the right choices. And if you think about your traditional broker, it's much easier to sell to a large organization. You make more money every year. You kind of get more premium revenue. So a lot of the brokers haven't actually been interfacing with individuals who are self-employed because, quite frankly, the margins just weren't as large. So I think for those reasons, this has been a demographic that just really has been underserved for quite a long time by the insurance industry.
So tell me about Bounce. What are you trying to do that is not currently being done?
So we are an insurance and benefits platform specifically for self-employed Canadians, so business owners and freelancers. And we have gone around the entire insurance market in Canada and handpicked the most relevant products for people who are self-employed. So life insurance, disability coverage, health spending accounts. And we've put them all onto our platform, making it really, really easy for people to get instant pricing for these products and to be able to apply online.
The health spending account is one that very, very few people are aware of. I'm aware of it because I have one. Tell us about what it is and why it can be a huge tool for self-employed people.
So the health spending account is a really innovative program which is available to incorporated businesses across Canada. And it allows you to do a couple of things. As a business owner, you can actually convert your out-of-pocket expenses, medical expenses, into business ones, making these expenses essentially tax deductible. So I'll give you an example. In 2017, before I got a health spending account, as a family, we spent about $8,000 at the dentist, on the massage, on a number of other expenses. We used to pay that out of pocket. With the HSA, we were able to just write those off as our business expenses. So from that perspective, it's a great product. But if you have staff as well, it's a really great option to attract and retain talent. So you can set up a health spending account, allocate whatever you want to your workers, and they can spend that money on whatever they want. And this is a bit different than typical benefits plan where you have limits and categories. So staff like it too.
And how does Bounce make its money on a health spending account?
So we essentially are an insurance broker. So typically the way it works with health spending accounts is every single time that we have somebody claim a health expense, Bounce will get a small portion of that claim from the company that is offering health spending accounts to small business owners.
When you say small amount, what amount are we talking about?
So we're talking typically around 5% of the claim.
Gotcha. So if you claim a massage, a cheap massage for $100, then Bounce would, it would cost $5 for Bounce to execute that transaction through the health spending account.
That's exactly correct. So there's no upfront fees or costs or anything to an account like this. Typically, when you use it, you're only charged a percentage upon usage.
Right, which is a differentiator in the market, because I know there are some providers of health spending accounts that do have a setup fee of a couple $100.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Tell me a bit about disability and critical illness, because for freelancers is like almost the last thing on your mind. You know that you cannot have an illness. You cannot suffer from, some sort of injury, because when are you going to file your article or, do whatever else brings the rent money in? How do those products work, and why are they almost more important for self-employed folks?
Bruce, I'm so glad you brought this up, because it's something we've been talking a lot about to our clients. So the first thing I'll say is, if there's anything that you get if you're self-employed, it should be what we call income protection products. And this is disability and critical illness. And I'll explain to you the difference in a minute. But before I do, I want to tell you the risk, because a lot of people don't understand the risk behind this. If you're 35-year-old, you have about a 50% chance of becoming unable to work because of injury or illness at some point throughout your career, 50%. And you will be out of work for an average of 3 years if that happens. I do not know too many people who are self-employed who have the financial means to not work for 3 years. So what people end up doing is liquidating their savings, dipping into their RRSPs, selling their homes. I mean, it's really financially devastating. So an option is, if you don't have that 3 year amount of savings, is to get one of these income protection products. And there's two different kinds, and they're quite different. So a disability insurance product will pay you a monthly benefit. It's tax free. So it's like a payment you get every month if you become too sick or injured to work. And that's a great product, because it gives you the recurring revenue to keep on paying your bills or your company expenses or whatever else you pay every month. Another product is called critical illness. Now, that's something slightly different. It's a product that was designed by doctors, and it gives you one lump sum payment if you get diagnosed with a critical illness. So usually things like cancer, heart attacks, strokes, a number of really common critical illnesses are covered in Canada. But that's only paid once, and you can use that money to pay off your expenses and or really just focus on your recovery.
And just so people have a frame of reference here, to fund a disability benefit of, call it $50,000 a year, that's what, $300 a month? Is that sort of the neighborhood? It's not $1,000 and it's not $2?
It really, really depends. So it's definitely not $2, but I wouldn't think it's, it depends on your age. It depends on whether you've had health conditions in the past.
I think why I want to put a number on it is I want to crack people out of their perception that they can't afford it, because I am a huge believer in insurance as protection against calamity, and disability is one. I don't care if you get pet insurance. I don't care if you insure your laptop. I really, really, really care that you protect yourself so that you can pay for your rent or your mortgage if you're not able to work.
So one thing I will say, and I'm glad you made that point, but we definitely can get it lower than $300. And there's things that we can do to the design of the insurance policy to reduce the cost if you are price sensitive and if you're self-funding your insurance, but still get you good coverage. So one thing I do is I even start with clients and saying, well, what's your budget around some of these things? Let's figure out some middle ground between what you really, really need and what you can afford to pay every month. And usually we get somewhere. So I would say we can even get to, if you're relatively healthy, no major health issues, we can get you something for even $70 a month on the disability front.
I basically have the constitution of an Avenger or anyone in the Marvel universe, but I still think it is insurance well worth funding. Olga, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Olga Moravchinsky is the founder of Bounce. It is a insurance platform. I know that's a cliche word, but it's an insurance platform that focuses on self-employed folks. If you are self-employed or you know someone who's self-employed, please implore them or you to have this conversation. Do your research. You will not regret having that protection.